Welcome to all who are listening. In previous years, doing this conference and telling about Burden Bearers Counseling Center, I only had 2 minutes to talk, and this year, because of the radio instead of in person and COVID, I have the microphone for 5 to 10 minutes. That might be dangerous. Kind of like giving a pastor an extra 10 minutes for a sermon. Just kidding. I promise to keep my time. Hi, I'm Mary Lee Ayers, and I'm here to talk about a ministry dear to my heart, Burden Bearers Counseling Center, with offices in Sundry and Rocky Mountain House. Our counselors have been helping people in Clearwater and Mountain View counties for 29 plus years. In fact, we just passed what would have been our 29th annual fundraising banquet this past November 6th. But for COVID restrictions. I'll come back to that in a moment. Burden Bearers is a nonprofit agency that provides private, professional, and practical counseling for those who are hurting, regardless of age, stage of life, or income. So what this means is that despite having to forego a long-standing tradition and fundraising opportunity, we at Burden Bearers continue to actively seek new fundraising ideas, but also asking for help from local churches, community organizations and businesses, and individual members, so that Burden Bearers can continue to offer our services to everyone who seeks help, regardless of their ability to pay. Some agencies can offer services based on a sliding scale, which helps people access services more affordably. At Burden Bearers, we understand that sometimes income does not accurately reflect the family situation, such as when there is a large debt load or family dynamics, where a provider may be also helping support children in divorce and blended family circumstances. So we ask people to consider the valuable service that they receive and balance that with paying what they can when they can. The goal at Burden Bearers is to help people find a path to well-being. And if they are putting money towards counseling and not being able to pay the mortgage or eat properly, that is defeating the end goal. Burden Bearers also works closely with several employee assistance programs, or EAP, which their employees and their families can access short-term counseling that is covered. The costs are covered. I encourage all the listeners to check into and know what your benefits insurance program may cover, and if your employer has a separate added benefit of an employee and family assistance program. As an organization, Burden Bearers continues to expand and create new collaborations and networks with other community organizations to reach as many of our community members as possible. Just yesterday, I recorded a pilot online workshop about prolonged stress. Watch for it. Burden Bearers offers counseling on most issues, such as relationship concerns, spiritual life, coping skills, children and teen issues. However, today we are here to bring awareness to depression and suicide, and I guess mental health overall. Unfortunately, COVID stress has increased the need for mental health help, and depression and suicide are on the rise. Let me share with you a story. I wish I could say otherwise, but I have had the privilege of walking through depressive episodes with my clients. Yes, I said privilege, and it may seem strange to you as you listen, but I can explain. When a client with depressive symptoms comes to me for help, I do my best to be able to listen carefully to their story and to then respond with kindness, gentleness, and empathy. I also need to be able to challenge and motivate someone who has lost interest in living life with its daily activities, someone who is not feeling motivated in the least. My goal is to empower them to in turn be kind and gentle with themselves, and yet to also push themselves to try one new or maybe old helpful task, activity, or behavior a day. But it could be that that's too much too, and for now the goal is for that to happen once a week. If this is the case, the client needs to be encouraged to seek medical help from their family doctor. And then, with help from medication, to perform the smallest of helpful endeavors, like brushing teeth or washing their hair. And I can go on to explain to a depressed person how exercise will help them feel much better. But how can they see that when getting out of bed is more than they can manage some days? I hold. I listen. I nudge. I push. I believe in them until they can see some light and believe for themselves. Together, we learn breathing exercises, mindfulness practices, self-compassion, soothing touch, with a loving kindness phrase, so that a client can bring comfort and nurturing to their lives in times of suffering. When in the beginning, they weren't able to give anything to themselves at all. It's slow, gentle, and we take our time. I remind my client that they are using an abundance of energy that inevitably digs deeper into the hole of despair, and I encourage them to redirect some, a tiny bit of that energy to doing a new or old and helpful thing to climb their way out of that dark pit. It's a steady and paced progression out. Some people take longer than others, but never are they expected to climb alone. As long as they show up, I will continue to show up with them. No, it's not easy, but it is possible. And sometimes that is the only message during a session. It is possible. I have had my own journey through episodes of depression, and I have been witness to many clients changing and growing and sharing their triumphs with me to know it is possible. There is hope. Now, there are other clients whose despair has taken them deeper into their hole of desolation. For those clients, I promise we will talk about your suicidal thoughts. We will explore together if you have a plan, the intention to act on your thoughts, and if you have access to a way to follow through on your suicidal thoughts. Together, we will form a safety plan and include reasons and people worth hanging on to and for. It is my job to be sure you are returned to a place of safety, even if we have to take additional steps to ensure you come to no harm. Yes, it is my job, an ethical duty, to be sure you are safe. And more than that, and even though we have not yet met you, the person who are listening, who may feel that life is no longer worth living, you matter. You matter to me. Come into my office and see for yourself. Please, listen, if you are right now feeling in crisis and are considering harming yourself, please call 911. There are two other numbers I'd like to share at this time. 1-800-SUICIDE. Or the Calgary Distress Center at 403-266-HELP. I will end with this. Burden Bearers has helped many people over the years, and my own experience as a counselor is at times challenging, but also incredibly gratifying as I watch, experience, and hear from those who were once hurting. How they find healing and empowerment to take responsibility and learn it's okay to actively heal themselves and honor their own stories. These clients have learned how to write new chapters and how to play a leading role in how the story ends. And I get the privilege of walking alongside. Thank you. I hope you have a fantastic day.